Before I begin a short homily again this week, we'll be back tomorrow in church, most of us. The Mass tomorrow for Christmas Eve, the evening Mass tomorrow on Sunday, starts at 5 o'clock, not 4:30 like the Saturday Mass is 4:30. For Christmas Eve, the Mass tomorrow starts at 5. Now, if you get here at 4:30, you'll probably get a better seat, so maybe you do want to come that early, but it starts at 5 o'clock. Well, on the fourth Sunday of Advent, our thoughts turn to Mary as one of the great Advent figures, obviously, for obvious reasons. And so we have the scene here of the Annunciation with the angel Gabriel. And we're very familiar with this, of course, this scene. It seems to be an announcement that the angel makes to her, to telling her she will conceive and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. But, of course, Mary must have been happy, I would think, but also with that joy, the realization, I'm sure, was in her heart that a great trial of her soul was to begin, because at that time she was betrothed, means she was engaged, we would say today, to Joseph. And here she is, she's going to be with child, and she knows he isn't the father, Joseph isn't, and what is she going to tell him? What will he believe? And according to the Jewish law, Joseph would have to expose her and to what she had done to the community, and she would be stoned to death. That's the reality of this situation. And so Mary finds herself in this trial and within her own heart going on to make that crucial decision to say yes to God. Because what might await her is the losing her very life. And so she could refuse and then just go on continuing her ordinary journey of life. But what does she do? She replies, "Let it be done to me according to your word." And that "let it be" isn't the way that it's used in the Semitic languages and so on, in the languages of the Bible. It doesn't mean, well, whatever happens, happens, or oh well, or something like that, or whatever. No, that's not what it means. Her yes means, I intend to follow the will of God and accept the will of God by saying, "Be it done to me according to your will." She's not passive, she's active in this decision. She's a woman who loves God dearly and is prepared to serve her Lord completely and immediately, which is exactly what she did. And that leaves a very good message for you and for me, and it's something to imitate. Once we are invited to a life of discipleship, our response should be immediate. What else could be greater in our life than that, to be a disciple of Jesus? But do we respond immediately? I think we all have parts of our life where we say, well, I'll do it tomorrow or maybe next year. I've had people recently tell me, just in the last month or so, you know, I really want to come to Mass like on the weekday, but I don't know, maybe not now. Another one, I really want to pray better and make a commitment to pray, but I just don't have the time, not now. Another one said, I'd really like to begin tithing as part of my discipleship, but I don't know, maybe next year. What are we waiting for? Mary tells us, don't wait. Say yes. Say yes generously, because that prompt yes that we make compared to her, let it be done according to your word, is just a fraction of the cost for us or for her, because every yes has a cost. Mary's cost was much greater, but ours is important too when we are asked to say yes to God's will for us. And so we end this Advent season on this fourth Sunday of Advent that we're celebrating with this wonderful passage of the Annunciation. And we pray, Mary, who is the first disciple of the church, we pray that we can imitate her in our own discipleship.